This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. A little bit later, we'll talk about long-haul COVID and what treatment options are out there. But now, it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
Iowa Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. During the pandemic, there's been a lot of talk about the safety of essential workers, people who keep the infrastructure and basic operations of the country going for the rest of us. One group designated as essential workers was truck drivers. In California, Punjabi Sikhs, or some people pronounce it Sikhs, from that northern Indian region, make up a large part of the trucking workforce. According to the North American Punjabi Trucking Association, Punjabi Sikhs make up 40% of the trucking workforce in California and 20% nationally. But navigating COVID information and resources for Sikh truckers has been a challenge. Kerry Klein is here to fill us in on this story. She's a reporter at Valley Public Radio in Fresno, California. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ira.
Let's talk about this. In California, truckers were deemed essential workers. Did this translate into more resources or vaccine priority?
No, it has not, at least not yet. Early on, when the vaccine itself first came out in California, you know, there was this statewide list of vaccine priority. They had these tiers by occupations, starting with healthcare workers, teachers. Transportation workers were originally just a few tiers down in that list. But in January, Governor Newsom shifted this all to be a priority system based on age and medical vulnerability, leaving truckers to wait their turn along with all the rest of us. So that, you know, that's for the vaccine. But then also health agencies at the state and with various counties have provided very little information about COVID-19 in these truckers' native language of Punjabi, you know, leaving them also feeling a little bit left behind in all of this.
Yeah, I know in your story, as you covered this issue, you spoke to Punjabi Sikh truck drivers. How were they feeling about the resources that were available to them? What were the main issues? Was it that no one was communicating with them?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the biggest issues. And I shouldn't say that no one, you know, a lot of health agencies, they might make a couple of documents or a couple of fact sheets available in Punjabi. But, you know, like the rest of us who speak English and sometimes Spanish, you know, we have these data dashboards, we have these registration pages for testing and for vaccines. And a lot of these things are not made available in Punjabi. And so it can be very difficult to navigate, get access to resources, and get these ever-changing resources and regulations and policies directly from the health agencies. And that was kind of leaving a lot of other organizations to step in and fill in these information gaps.
You spoke with Rajkaranbir Singh, who is an announcer and engineer with Punjabi Radio USA. And this is what he had to say.
I know people can argue, okay, they need to know English. Okay, they need to know English, but how are they reaching out? There is no outreach to them. Even the health officials or the departments, they are not contacting us.
Kerry, is that what you found?
Yeah, what Singh is saying there is that, you know, his radio station, Punjabi Radio USA, they have an incredible reach. You know, they have these brick and mortar radio stations that broadcast locally, but they also have these internet streams that reach people and truckers, especially around the country. And he's saying, we have this incredible network reaching these essential workers, and yet health agencies are not contacting us to actually, you know, do outreach to them. And he was really frustrated by kind of his community being left in the dark. But that being said, recently, in the last month or so, a lot of that has been changing. So the state did contact his station to set up a vaccine campaign in Punjabi. And then some counties also have been, Fresno County particularly, has been scheduling vaccine clinics at Sikh temples, and other organizations are beginning to get contacted by health agencies to do these Punjabi campaigns around the state.
This lack of information has been an issue for the wider Punjabi-speaking community. There were Punjabi organizations, right, that stepped in to fill in the information gaps. What were some of those campaigns like?
Yeah, well, so one of them is this Punjabi Radio USA that we already talked about. During the pandemic, they really doubled their news content and did a lot of call-in shows that have been specifically about COVID. And a lot of truck drivers especially have told me that this is where they got their daily news is from this radio station. But there's also another organization known as the Jicara Movement. It's a nonprofit here in California. they've translated a lot of information. They've gone out to Sikh temples to help register people for tests and vaccines. And they've also put out, you know, culturally sensitive graphics for things like how to wear a mask over a turban and showing, you know, elderly people in traditional clothing getting their vaccines to promote people who look like them in this community being reached by pandemic information.
The San Joaquin Valley is southeast of San Francisco. How has the pandemic affected that area?
Well, we've been, by a lot of measures of the pandemic, we have been hit harder than the rest of the state. We were, along with the Los Angeles area, we were the first region to go into regional lockdowns last fall. Our hospital ICUs were at capacity for a month during the winter surge. We've lagged behind the rest of the state in improving and in reopening. That being said, however, California is actually right now doing very well compared to the rest of the country, and that includes our region as well.
Thank you, Carrie. Great information. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
You're welcome.
Carrie Klein, a reporter for Valley Public Radio in Fresno, California. You can read her full report. It's up on our website, sciencefriday.com/stateofscience.